Track 14, Strictly Business, Stat. So, what does Strictly Business, Stat mean? In case you are unfamiliar with the word stat, it comes from the Latin word statum, which means immediate. So, which staff member do you need to immediately have a strictly business attitude with? Well, of course, that would be the task-focused, non-assertive, analytical. Remember, drivers are task-focused, but are assertive. Track 10 provided you with specific information how each communication style can best create a teamwork atmosphere with the analytical. On this track, we will discuss expectations that the analytical has and strategies for giving the analytical what he or she expects. So, what is an analytical expecting or ideally hoping for in your conflict resolution meeting? First, the task-focused, non-assertive analytical values a business-like atmosphere. Second, the onset of your meeting, you might consider providing the analytical with evidence that you have the expertise to solve the problem and analyze situations. Third, the analytical appreciates efficient use of time. Analyticals tend to expect documented, factual information emphasizing how products or services work. You might consider portraying yourself as the kind of person who has done the homework necessary to answer specific questions the analytical has. And finally, the analytical expects progress to take place deliberately or directly, not in a roundabout manner. The following list focuses on considerations that reflect the needs and expectations of the analytical and suggest how you can best position yourself in terms of these considerations. Because the analytical values efficiency, cost, and value, these three factors may concern the analytical staff member in your facility. Also, technical excellence is important to the analytical. Analyticals like to hear about the long-term benefits of your solution. Analyticals appreciate a knowledge of the probabilities regarding a particular course of action. And finally, analyticals value stability. Before you even walk into the analyticals office for your conflict resolution meeting, prepare your case in advance. Approach them in a straightforward, direct way. Unlike the amiable or expressive, stick to business. Support their principles. Use thoughtful approach. Build your credibility by listing pros and cons to any suggestion you make. Make an organized presentation which includes specific, fact-filled examples. Take your time, but be persistent. For example, draw up a scheduled approach to implementing action with step-by-step timetables. Assure them that there won't be surprises. If you agree, follow through. If you disagree, make an organized presentation of your position. Give the analytical time to verify reliability of your actions. Be accurate and realistic. When possible, provide solid, tangible, practical evidence. Also, when possible, give the analytical time to be thorough. Don't rush the decision-making process. In a few minutes, I will ask you to turn your CD player off when you hear the musical tone and summarize a game plan for conflict resolution with an analytical in your facility. So, be thinking of your action plan as I provide you with a checklist of things not to do when anticipating a conflict with an analytical. Don't be disorganized or messy. Don't be giddy, casual, informal, or loud. Don't be vague about what's expected of either of you. Don't fail to follow through. Don't dilly-dally. Don't provide special personal incentives. Don't threaten, cajole, wheedle, coax, or whimper. Unlike the people-focused expressives and amiables, with an analytical, don't use the testimonies of others. Don't use someone's opinion as evidence. When you hear the musical tone, turn your CD player off and either review in your mind or write down specific actions you need to take to prepare for your next important meeting with an analytical in your facility. In conclusion, if you recall on track one of this 2-CD set, I stated that surveyor guidelines are placing increased emphasis on activities being conducted by all staff members, including CNAs. Thus, a teamwork environment becomes a necessity. But how do you make this seemingly impossible dream come true? By the end of this last track of this 2-CD set and the manual, you will know exactly how. But teamwork takes, as the word says, work. And the work starts with you. You will be needing to make some behavior changes towards various team members if teamwork is to, well, work. On this 2-CD set, we have discussed your dynamo or powerhouse, utilizing the team's driving force, how to infuse passion, how to build vital relationships, maintaining the essential cog in the wheel, solutions when your team is overloaded, harnessing the take-charge person, focusing the fun lover, getting the timid team member to talk, presenting facts that motivate, meeting the expectations of your administrator, setting limits with space invaders, the most dangerous team member, and strictly business, stat. Hopefully by now you see that teamwork is not impossible at all. It just requires work. A good companion for this course on team building is another course in our activity management series entitled Step-by-Step Proven Techniques to Get Department Head and Staff Support. If you haven't purchased this course, you might consider doing so. Good luck building a team atmosphere in your facility, one relationship at a time.